and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a great middle of the week here. It's fantastic down here in Florida, actually some really nice weather. Staying fairly warm, but it's supposed to, I think, get down into the brisk 50s on Friday night. So I guess we're going to have to get all of our jackets and coats out. It's going to get that cold, Dad.
Well, I think they said that it was going to plummet on Friday this week. It was going to plummet down to 75 for the low. So I don't know what to do, Austin, with that.
We'll find out. Once the sun goes down, it always gets a little bit cooler. So, yeah, I don't know. I know up north, I think I was reading something. They said in Canada they had another foot of snow, and they were roughly around a negative 30 at night. So, yeah, you guys enjoy that up there.
That's awful. North Dakota is like in a massive blizzard lockdown right now. And I had a friend of mine the other day. He's a pastor. He has a church in St. Louis and a church down in West Palm Beach. And he actually had to fly from St. Louis and he had to fly to Chicago to get a nonstop flight to Palm Beach. And I told him, I said, you need to pray that that thing's not completely and totally plugged in there, you know, socked in Chicago, because I've been to Chicago so many times, Austin, where it's absolutely an albatross, and we're late. I remember one time, guys, you guys will get a kick out of this. I'll tell you the story. I've never told you the story. Austin remembers it. We were coming back from Europe. It was probably, 98. Austin was like 10 years old, and we had been flying. We had left out of Copenhagen or someplace, and we had been flying and had these crazy connections in London and all these layovers, and we were flying from London to Chicago back to Orlando, and we were getting in right before the last flight for Orlando was leaving on American Airlines. And this is a crazy story. And I remember the flight was running a little bit late, and there were about eight people on our flight going on the same flight to Orlando from Chicago. And I remember we literally ran. It was like 8 o'clock at night. We ran across the airport. I got to the gate, the flight door, where the bridge is. And they were just getting ready to close it. I gave him my coupon, my ticket. I was just about to give my ticket. I said, I'm here. And we got to go. And they said, we've got to leave. You know, we have to have an on-time departure. And I said, great, great, great. My wife is right behind me. Well, no, you don't understand. We're leaving now. Either you're walking through the door and you're leaving your wife, or you're missing this flight. And I said, well, they're right there. And I pointed to my wife and to you, Austin. You may remember this. I pointed to you guys, and I said, they're right there. They're like, 50 feet. They're running. They slammed the door in my face, and they said, now you're not going on the flight, and your family's not going on the flight. And I said, it's the last flight to Orlando. Do you remember this?
Vaguely, yeah. We've had some rough times in airports before.
And so what was so crazy, I'm like, so I'm sitting there. So Sharon runs up. The door just closes. Sharon runs up with you, and we said, what are you guys doing? This is our flight. And they said, you've missed the flight. And the pilot sat there with the jet bridge attached to his plane for 15 minutes, and they refused to open the door to let us go back in. I couldn't believe it. Finally, he moves out to the tarmac, and he sits out there for another 15, 20 minutes on the tarmac. And I thought, this is crazy. And I said, why did you guys do this? And they said, well, when we close this door, that's an on-time departure, and it's better for our statistics. And I said, well, how about me? By this time, we had like all eight of us were there trying to get on the plane, and I got hot. I got really mad. I said, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen anybody do. Now I got to find another carrier that you guys are going to have to pay to fly us down to Orlando. Well, they found another one, and the flight wasn't going to leave until, I think, 1 o'clock in the morning. It was like the last flight out. So we have to sit there for like 3 or 4 hours. We weren't going to get home until like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. I remember the nanny was going to be picking us up at the airport with the other kids in the car. She was supposed to be there like at 9:30, 10. I couldn't believe it. And we couldn't get in touch with her because our cell phones were dead. The batteries were dead on them. And I thought, this is just absolutely insane. And I started fussing at the person behind the counter to have the pilot please just open the door and let us back on the plane, because he's still sitting there, right? This is all going on. And the American Airlines people call security on me. And the security guy comes over and says, well, you need to calm down. I said, calm down. The pilot's sitting right there. The plane's attached to the jet bridge. It hasn't moved. And he goes, well, you have to calm down. Why don't you come over here and let me talk to me over here in the stairwell for a minute, which he's going to really have me arrest. You remember, now you are remembering. And he would take me down to the stairwell, do a takedown on me, drag me down the stairs and taser me, whatever they're going to do. I said, absolutely not. I said, ever you want to say to me whatever you want to do to me, you do to me in front of all these witnesses and all these other people that have just missed this flight. And he didn't know what to do. So I got so mad. We got home like at 3 o'clock in the morning. Missed the flight. I got home, and I wrote, I think it was a 16-page letter. I kid you not. I've never done this before. I did it one other time with Holland America on an unbelievably horrible cruise trip. I wrote like a 16-page letter, handwritten, and ended up being like a three or four pages letter. And I sent it to American Airlines. They basically told me to pound salt. Just pound salt. We don't care. We don't care. And so I resent the letter to them, and I sent it to the governor of the state of Florida, the president of the United States, both my senators, my congressman, the FAA, sent it to him again. And then finally they sent me a letter back and they said, what are you doing? I said, I'm not going to stop. I said, you guys, I spent a bunch of airline points for to get treated like this on this plane. And I said, this is complete nonsense. You can't treat people like this. So what I just said, they still wouldn't do anything. So I sent it to everybody again. And so they called me back and they said, what do you want? I said, I want all my points back for this entire trip because of the treatment that you guys had done. And this points, I mean, it was like, gosh, it was like 250,000 points back then. And they did. They actually stepped up to the pump. This is pre 9/11, and they gave me all my points back and with a nice apology letter. It's one of the only reasons I still fly with American. But the craziest thing about this, Austin, is people don't realize how when you become a number with a big corporation like that, or they allow to do things like that to you, that they will abuse you to the best of their ability. And I'm talking just absolutely to the point of wanting to have me arrested because I was complaining and just asking them to open the doggone door to let us on the plane that was still attached to the jet bridge. It had not moved an inch. It was sitting there. And that was an interesting story with American Airlines. They about lost me forever as a customer because I was so aggravated that we had gone through that. And I just thought, this is absolutely nuts that people treat people like this and expect them to continue to fly with them. And so it's been crazy. And then, of course, after 9/11, oh, gosh, if I had pitched a little fit like that after 9/11, I'd have been tasered and hauled off and put on the do not fly list.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been unbelievably bad. And so it's crazy. It's absolutely nuts that people think that this type of behavior is okay, especially with a large corporation like American Airlines. Especially, I was already platinum with American at that time. I mean, because I had flown so much in the seminar days, I was platinum with American. And I told them, I said, this is absolutely nuts that, you know, that you guys have done this and treated us like this. So it's just crazy that, again, that people think that all that type of behavioral stuff is okay because it's not okay. Anyhow, that's enough of my 18-year-ago little story. What's going on with your first story, buddy?
Well, yesterday, pretty much, Senator John McCain and Lindsey Graham are absolutely bent now on starting war with Russia. I told you guys a couple weeks ago, when I was at the barbershop, actually about a week and a half ago, there were a bunch of different people on a panel that were basically going on and on about how Russia was involved in hacking and how Russia needs to be basically sanctioned and all this other stuff. Now, Senator Graham and John McCain got on CNN and basically are spewing some incredibly aggressive rhetoric, basically calling Russian President Vladimir Putin a thug and a bully. They're saying now that they've been briefed by the FBI, and there's no doubt that Russia has hacked into the political systems, yet they still will not release any of these briefings to the public to look at. They said there's overwhelming evidence, and they said on the issue with the Russians, there's no doubt about it, and we have to act, and we have to have policy and strategy, and we have to address this threat to national security. They even go on to say that I quote, this is what John McCain said, we're going to put sanctions together and hit Putin as an individual and as his inner circle for interfering in our election before he goes all over the world carrying out this, doing it all over the world. So what they're saying now is they're doing everything they can to demonize Russia, to basically incite a war with them for really no legitimate purpose at all, for what we're seeing. But as we know, starting a World War III will pretty much be one of the best moves from a globalist standpoint, because then they can collapse the economy, blame it on the war, blame it on Trump, and then try and bring everybody in for a one-world government, one-world currency under the guise of world peace. So I thought a couple weeks ago when I talked to you guys about what I saw on CNN, I thought they were going to keep pushing it. Now they have Graham and McCain on here absolutely eviscerating Putin again on national television and calling for all-out sanctions on Russia and essentially going to war with Russia because he's threatening our national security with evidence that they still will not release to anybody. They're making us take their word for it, which we saw how that went for us in 2011 with the weapons of mass destruction with Saddam Hussein.
2001, that's right. Yeah, back in 2001, they lied about it too. And of course, no evidence was ever presented. They had some kind of uranium tubes, and of course, they had no weapons of mass destruction. I don't think Putin's going to bite on this. I don't think that he's going to do anything about it. I think he's waiting for, you know, like we all are, for like another 25 days for Trump to get into office, and then we can just get rid of this nut group of people in the White House and in Congress and the Senate. I warned you guys, you know, a couple of months ago when all this was going on and Hillary and Tom Donald were running, and I said if Trump does win the election, which I expect him to do, you know, we have a very volatile time between November the 8th and January the 20th. You know, we got a 2-month stretch there. Of course, Obama's been playing golf for the last 2 weeks, which that's what he always does. You know, but he doesn't run the country. He's a figurehead for the CIA and the shadow government run through the Exchange Stability Fund that's running the United States. I mean, we've talked about that on the show dozens of times, so I'm not going to bring in that. I'm not going to go into that again. But the crazy thing about it is that he's a figurehead. He's like a sock puppet for Satan is what he is. And that's all he is. And John McCain is just as corrupt can possibly get in Washington, D.C. It's unbelievable. And Senator Lindsey Graham, who's long been accused of being a homosexual, which who knows if he is or not, I don't know. He's just another one of these weirdos. And the thing about it is this. I was at the car dealership. We had to go to the Chevy dealership today. And I was at the car dealership, and they were playing the CNA broadcast on the TV there and the rest in the work area. And it said that basically the United States was going to put, it was John McCain talking how he was going to issue sanctions immediately against Russia and against Putin. Now, you know, sanctions are an act of war. I don't understand if people don't know that. That's an act of war. I mean, that's a very aggressive thing when you start doing sanctions, when you start freezing assets and all kinds of other stuff that you have in other countries. You'll probably shut down Russia Today TV, all kinds of stuff. So I don't think Putin will bite because Putin knows that Trump's coming in. But what Putin will do is just pretty much ignore this unless, I'm going to put a caveat on this, unless he's attacked. If Putin's attacked with the forces that have amassed on the border, he may do something. But I don't think that we have sufficient ground personnel in place and enough troop movement yet to even try to do a Russian attack. I don't believe that's possible. So I don't think that's going to happen. I think this is more saber rattling and more obfuscation of what's going on, because this is what I said at the dealership today. I started laughing out loud when this guy's talking, when McCain's talking about this on the TV, and I looked at everybody in there and I said, does anybody here believe this garbage? I said, they told us what the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, was doing and how they had given the questions to Hillary from CNN before the debates, how they completely and totally screwed Bernie Sanders, and how everything they had been up to was a lie. I said, all they did was tell us what they were doing. They didn't try to influence the elections. All they did was tell us the truth of what our political leaders were doing. And I said, it doesn't matter if it was Russia or Chile or Argentina or the CIA or rogue elements of the New World Order. It doesn't matter who did it. The point is, we needed to know the truth of what was going on. So we get told the truth, but they don't want us to know the truth because, remember, they talked about the soul cooking. They talked about the soul cooking, and they talked about all the other weirdo stuff that these globalists are involved in, including sacrificing a chicken to Baal and all of the rest. And a chicken, in their vernacular, means a young boy. Sacrificing a chicken to Baal. So they're doing all of this crazy stuff that's now being exposed by some third party. And remember, we've been involved in the overthrow or the influencing of over 50 elections of countries since World War II. I mean, that's the thing that blows my mind. We can go around and we can destroy governments, take over governments, assassinate people, do regime change, anything you want to do, and it's okay. Well, gosh, I got a news fest for everybody. None of it's okay. Leave them alone. They'll leave us alone. And there's no guarantee yet with all this mystery evidence that anybody's done anything. And again, the New World Order. McCain wanted Hillary to be in the office. McCain ran such an anemic campaign against Barack Obama in 2008. And in fact, the one who's running, Michelle, what's her name, the girl from Alaska, like that MSG messed with my brain the other day. Sarah Palin. Yeah. Sarah Palin said in a newscast before they basically muzzled her, I don't know what's going on. It's as if we're not trying to win the campaign. If they'll let me go and let me run this thing, I'll win this campaign for us. But they wouldn't do it because they didn't want her to win. They needed to have that Democratic person in there, have the polarizing opposite again to allow Obama to come in and do what he was going to do. What they do is they do this poll against, they do a negative, positive, slap, be nice. It's like bad cop, good cop. It's like a joke with our doggone police and also with our doggone politicians, like bad politician, good politician. And so what ends up happening, we get caught in the middle somewhere, getting the dregs of everything that we want. And the sad part about it is, Austin, is they're doing their best, as I warned everybody in this 60 days, to try to create world unrest. McCain needs to be arrested for treason. Okay, Hillary needs to be arrested for treason. The gay Kenyan needs to be arrested for treason and for complete and total fraud. And the rogue elements of our government that are running this through the CIA need to be arrested for treason. And all of this stuff needs to be stopped. I just hope that Trump has the knowledge and the insight and the intestinal fortitude to do this. And I hope that they don't put a plot against him already, Austin, to take him out. Because that's their next step. If they can't get Russia to do this and to bite down on this and to start a war with us, they're going to try their best to assassinate Trump. That's why he said the other day, Austin, when you were gone, he's hiring his own, basically, Secret Service. They're not Secret Service, his own security personnel to be an adjunct with the Secret Service. Because remember, when John F. Kennedy was shot, his Secret Service personnel were ordered away from his vehicle to give the shooter a more clear shot just a few moments before the shot was fired. People don't realize that. That Secret Service completely capitulated and was in working with the CIA or whoever orchestrated this assassination of John F.K. And what I don't want to have happen is us get another Kennedy in office like JFK, and I would call that would be Donald Trump, and have the person there for a little bit of time and be assassinated, because that's what these guys do. Because remember, we like to do regime change, even if it's our own president, which we've done multiple times. And the Rothschild banking cartel is neck deep in all of this, as they always are. By the way, interesting article. It says, new government task force to increase spending and continue to force ineffective treatments on the American population. This is an incredible article by Shively. It says, cancer is a $125 billion industry that is growing, not declining, because of glyphosate and a lot of other reasons. The industry is dependent on more cancer patients, not less. A cure for cancer would put millions of people out of work and destroy and hurt the U.S. economy. That's a fact. At the beginning of the last century, one person in 20 would get cancer. In the 40s, it was one out of every 16. In the 70s, it was one out of 10. Today, it's one out of three. And soon it'll be one out of two. With the regime change in America, politics is about to take place. It appears that the outgoing administration is attempting to empower the pharmaceutical industry, perhaps in an attempt to secure future careers beyond politics, and that we recently saw the evidence of this with the lame duck Congress passing the 21st Century Cures Act. Wow. Outgoing Vice President Joseph Biden recently released the first report of a new government cancer task force, the Cancer Moonshot Task Force. We had investigative health reporter John P. Thomas look into what this task force entails for the American public, and it appears that it increases cancer spending, resulting in more profits for pharmaceutical corporations that are Rothschild-owned, remember that, depends on no cures, and potentially remove medical privacy and give government power to punish people, punish you, who do not follow the medical advice of cut, burn, and poison with chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. This whole thing is absolutely nuts. Because remember, they know how to cure cancer. Just like I talked about this on Doug Hagbush. Oh, I'll be back on Doug tonight, and we'll be doing more in the energy field around the earth, and some other stuff, and a whole bunch of nutrition stuff tonight from 7 until 9. And then Pastor Langford will be on from 9 to 10. So I'll be on for only 2 hours tonight with Doug. But what's interesting about all of this, Austin, is this. Cancer is a multi-billion, over $100 billion a year industry. That's huge.
Yeah.
The chemotherapy industry alone rakes in billions and billions and billions of dollars in profits that are given back to the corporations, which is their fiduciary responsibility to make as much money as they possibly can. The craziest part about all of this stuff is this. it doesn't work. You only have like a 2% success rate above doing nothing with chemotherapy from the latest statistics. And this is awful. In certain types of cancer, like lung cancer and brain cancer and certain things like pancreatic cancer, chemotherapy is very, very ineffective. And what's so crazy about all of this, Austin, is that people are still being given chemotherapy because they're being told that's the only choice they have. Dave Hodges' co-host, Katie Whalen, she ended up coming down with breast cancer a year and a half ago. And I remember she called me up as she was working with a medical doctor in Denver to treat her naturally. And she said, what do you think I should do? And I said, well, you can follow his advice. I think that's great. I work with him. And I said, but you can also do vitamin C IVs. You can do turmeric. You can do potassium iodide. You can do vitamin D3, K2. But work with your doctor and follow what he tells you to do in Denver. And after about 6 months, she called me up. She goes, Ted, I just got another test done, and I'm completely cured. I have no more breast cancer. No chemotherapy, no radiation, and the doctors couldn't believe it. They could not believe this has happened to her. Now, listen to me for a second, friends. You know, cancer obviously can be cured. Katie Whalen proved that just through doing nutritional therapy and lifestyle change. But the whole thing is this. Doesn't it make sense not to get cancer to begin with? Doesn't it make sense to avoid cancer and try to prevent it? You know, our healthy immune system protocol is something I take every single day because I know that my body needs that. My body needs to have it because I know that my immune system stays really strong and really frosty when I do that. And so when I get exposed to something, I stay healthy. Guys, think about this for a second. How many of you want to cure cancer? I don't want to cure cancer. I don't want to get the stuff. I mean, it makes more sense to me to have the right lifestyle, eat the right kind of foods, drink the right kind of water, don't get all these ridiculous immunizations, stay away from glyphosate, take your vitamin A, D, C, E, selenium, the mineral, as antioxidants help prevent cancer. Go in and get a vitamin C IV drip every once in a while just to keep your immune system really, really strong. And just learn that if we give our bodies the right nutrients, our bodies will thrive. I remember I did a big show on Herman Bailey that's been airing this week on the CTN Network, Christian Television Network, and I told him on the show, I said, one of the big things that I said back in the 80s that got me in so much trouble locally, because I had my clinic here, and I said this on national TV, that if you eat healthy, you'll be healthier. Austin, that was sacrilegious. That was something you couldn't say 35, 40 years ago. You couldn't say it. You couldn't say that diet affected health because they didn't believe it. The medical doctors had had no training pretty much at all in nutrition. We really didn't know what a nutraceutical was back then. And all we were telling people was to eat clean and avoid a lot of these poisonous foods like the sodium nitrites that were out or the aspartame that was out way back when. And if you just avoided these types of foods, you'd be healthier. And I got called, and I mentioned this before on the air, I got called before a church review on a radio talk show with Tom Trollson on WCIE back in the 80s because I was bold enough to say, if you eat better, you'll be healthier. And I was considered basically just a complete and total just not telling the truth on the show because I said that. Guys, now we all know if you eat clean, you're a lot healthier. You don't need to be eating junk food every single day. You don't need to be eating snacks every single day. And the easiest way not to eat junk food and the easiest way not to eat snacks is, guess what? Don't buy them and don't bring them in the house. That's a simple little thing that I tell folks. Don't buy them and don't bring them in the house. By the way, we got another really good article that came in, and it was on Linus Pauling. And this is some crazy stuff, but I hadn't read this before. I learned this today. I knew that indirectly I understood how it works, but I hadn't put the pieces together. And it's Linus Pauling said that heart disease, the primary way you prevent heart disease is with vitamin C. Isn't that interesting? He said the problem is the vitamin C is a important constituent of creating collagen, which controls and maintains the healthy part of the blood vessels. And here's what he said. This is out of the Green Meadow, Green Med Info. I once had a conversation with a cardiologist friend of mine in which I casually mentioned the Linus Pauling theory of heart disease and the subsequent idea that a non-toxic nutritional supplement program with vitamin C could prevent and reverse heart disease. The response from the cardiologist was a hearty laughter that anyone would suggest such nonsensical idea, and surely you must be joking. My cardiologist friend and the rest of the mainstream medical system has no clue about the steamroller coming to the health care aiming right at the huge profits of diagnosing the treatment of heart disease, a multi-billion dollar industry in the U.S. The cardiac cath lab and cardiac bypass surgery program will be flattened, and the first casualties of the Internet medical information revolutionary providing information about the safe and cheap supplement program to reverse heart disease via vitamin C. Now, here's what he said. Vitamin C helped maintain collagen. Why is collagen so important? Collagen is the most abundant protein in the body. It is a structural protein used to make connective tissues, bones, teeth, hair, and arteries. Strong collagen is important for a strong body. Vitamin C deficiency results in a poor lysine cross-linking on collagen. Vitamin C is required for strong collagen. If you don't have enough vitamin C, you end up with problems with bones, teeth, hair, and arteries. And it says, how are they cross-linked? It's done with lysine residues. Now, he goes into detail. It gets real technical in here. But he says that basically in a full-blown vitamin C deficiency disease called scurvy, the structural elements of the body literally fall apart. Collagen is broken down and not replaced. The joints wear out, and the small arteries begin to crack and degenerate. The skin shows easy signs of bruising and bleeding as small vessels rupture throughout the body, and the teeth may loosen and fall out. Linus Pauling was unquestionably the greatest. He had two Nobel Prizes, the greatest scientist in the 20th century. I would say he's the greatest health scientist in the 20th century. All modern biochemistry and molecular biology chemistry is based on Linus Pauling's work. I would think the number one scientist would be Tesla. Einstein would be two, Pauling would probably three or four, especially in his discovery of the chemical bonds. Pauling is the only scientist to be awarded two unshared Nobel Prizes. Okay? Now, here's what he says. Pauling's later years were devoted to heart disease, and in 1989 he published a unified theory of human cardiovascular disease. I did not know he did this, by the way. I just learned this from this article, in which he states that atherosclerotic plaques in the heart and in the arteries are actually part of a repair process. Oh, I knew that. I didn't know he put the article to repair the arterial damage caused by a chronic vitamin C deficiency. In essence, Pauling said that heart disease is a manifestation of a chronic scurvy, and atherosclerotic plaque is a mechanism evolved to repair or patch blood vessels and arteries damaged by a chronic vitamin C deficiency. Linus Pauling said that atherosclerotic plaquing formation can be prevented or reversed with vitamin C. These are nutritional supplements available at any health food store. Of course, we have some of the highest quality C you can get. Plaque deposits found in human aortas are made up of several forms of cholesterol, also called lipoprotein. Atherosclerotic plaques are found at maximal mechanical sites. Let me explain what that means. They're found at randomly distributed throughout the arterial tree. Rather, distribution is restricted to sites of high mechanical stress, such as bifurcations where the valves split. And motion, I wrote a whole article this, by the way, and areas of motion such as the surface of the heart, coronary arteries. In the early 1950s, a Canadian, C.G. Willis, M.D., made the same observations, and they've been confirmed by 60 years of coronary and peripheral arteriography of major medical centers. So what ends up happening is basically your arteries start to fall apart from all the pressure they take, and the body basically goes in and patches them, and that's the atherosclerotic plaquing. And Linus Pauling says that if you have enough vitamin C in your diet, that it will reduce the effects of this plaquing and massively reduce the amount of heart disease that we have as a nation. Now, there's some other things you can do too. Vitamin E is absolutely critical. And why? Vitamin E is a natural blood thinner. We covered that yesterday. Cod liver oil, another natural blood thinner. Because we talked about how the lady who was in Star Wars, how she died, Carrie Fisher, and how she had a massive heart attack on an airplane, which dehydrates you, pulls fluid out of your blood, and makes your blood thicker. Whenever you have huge stresses in the body with the valves bifurcate and these different arteries branch off, that's where you get a lot of plaquing that occurs because you have so much pressure going into those areas. Now, what's interesting about this is that's where the healing or the atherosclerotic plaquing takes place from the damage to those arteries. And so what they're saying is if you increase the amount of vitamin C, you have a stronger arterial tree and you don't have nearly the problems associated with heart disease. Now, it does a few other things too. It really helps to maintain the fibers of the skin, especially if you're a smoker. It's so important that you take vitamin C. And it keeps you from aging as quickly. I know people are always saying to me, and you guys who got my Christmas cards, those pictures were taken a few weeks ago before Christmas, that's how I looked. I mean, the pictures were unretouched, and I'm 61 years old. People are always saying, why do you look so young? Dude, you look like you did in high school. Well, the reason for that, I take between 3,000 to 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C every day. In fact, every morning I take like a full heaping teaspoon powder of our vitamin C that we have, the ascorbate we have from the office, and I put it in my purple stick, and I stir it up, and I drink that first thing in the morning. So I make sure I get all that vitamin C into my system every single day. And what it does, it prevents the damages of the collagen to your face, helps to stop the wrinkles, helps to stop heart disease, it helps to stop cancer. It does all of this stuff. In fact, cancer treatments have loaned over the years. In fact, Gershing, there was a guy, he'll come to me in a second. He had a clinic in the 20s and the 30s, and he said that the primary cause of cancer and the primary cause of leukemia in the particular type of cancer was a vitamin C deficiency. And he said that he had tremendous results using intravenous vitamin C with patients even almost 100 years ago in curing leukemia. And he said that all leukemia was a clinical, non-clinical diagnosis of scurvy, and that the body needed vitamin C to continue to allow the immune system to work properly. Now, I'm not sure if he's 100% right on that. But another vitamin C is an incredible good thing for cancer treatment. And we've seen it repeatedly. And I know Katie Whalen, that's one of the things she did. I think she took 2 50,000 milligram vitamin C IVs every single week out up there in Denver, working through her medical doctor and trying to do a natural approach towards the treatment of cancer. So guys, listen to me for a second. This is vitamin C. This isn't rocket science, okay? This was not a hard one. This is something you need every single day. Vitamin C. The multiple, the E, the D, the iodine, the cod liver oil, coenzyme Q10 for your heart. If you just give your body the nutrients that it needs, it will repair itself, and you have a lot of really good time on this planet, and you can stay healthy in this body that we've been given. So guys, if you ignore all of those things, then you drop dead pretty young. I remember I had a friend of mine, he had a dad that had a tire shop over in Haines City, and his father worked until he was 65 years old, you know, didn't eat right, and he ended up retiring, and like on his 65th birthday, he'd been retired for like a month, he dropped dead from a heart attack. I mean, just retired and dropped dead. I mean, that is not the goal for my life. I mean, I don't have any interest in doing stuff like that. In fact, I'm not even planning on ever retiring. I mean, I'm just planning on doing these shows as long as we possibly can and continuing to try to steer the population of the planet like Linus Pauling did. Linus Pauling was buffooned back in the 50s and the 60s with his work on vitamin C. And all of the scientists who buffooned him, they were all dead. And he was like 90 years old, still going 18-hour days, working his butt off, working and doing more research because he understood the mechanics of good, healthy diet and vitamin supplementation. So guys, hope you enjoyed this little part on vitamin C, because I tell you what, I learned a little bit on that today too myself. What do you think, Oz?
No, vitamin C is critical on so many different levels, especially with the immune system protocol. That's, and you mentioned that earlier. That's why I always tell people those are such basic staples, especially during the wintertime when a lot of people are getting sick. The vitamin C, the vitamin D, the iodine, they're really, really, really important nutrients to have in your system on a regular basis. And also, too, that brings me to this, because I've gotten this question asked to me a lot in the last month or so about baby formula and baby diets and stuff like that. So I kind of want to touch base on it real quick, because I've gotten a few emails, so I wanted to address them. And also, too, just on top of that, today I got another sample pack for Hunter, came in the mail, of InfoGrow, which is the toddler transitional formula. And so I kind of wanted to go over a few things on it here and let you guys know. Obviously, I've told you guys this before. Breast milk is the best option for young infants and, you know, transitioning into organic puree foods. If you can't breastfeed, then doing the goat's milk formula that we have in the Train Up Your Children the Way They Should Eat, the organic goat's milk or the raw goat's milk formula, that's the best one. If that still is not a viable option for you, then I'm going to give you a couple ingredients you guys need to look out for. And also, too, you have to do the best you can to get certified non-GMO organic formula that actually has clean nutrients in it. Pretty much about 98% of the formulas on the market are garbage. And even the organic ones still have a lot of garbage in them. Like we told you guys yesterday, the organic beef jerky we bought from Costco was loaded with MSG, completely wrecked me and Dad. Gave me both him and I massive headaches. That's how sensitive I am to MSG, and that's how toxic that stuff is. Well, the InfoGrow that I just got in the mail today is another sample. They like sending me these samples all the time. I guess they enjoy me throwing them in the trash. But it gives Greg me something to talk about because I actually get to look and see what a lot of people are eating or giving their children foods. And this is so important, guys, because you have to understand, it's like Dad was just saying, the way you eat, what you put in your body determines a lot of what your health is going to do in the future. And when you're a small child, when you're growing like this, it's very, very important that you're getting adequate nutrients, and not just adequate nutrients, the right types of food in your diet, and not starting your diet off with a bunch of massive inflammatory-inducing foods, especially stuff derived from GMO. Now, InfoGrow that they sent me is not GMO-free whatsoever. I can pretty much guarantee you 99.9% everything in this is derived from some type of GMO ingredient. This is what they do. If it's non-GMO, if it's organic, they're going to tell you that on the label immediately. Well, the first three ingredients, the first ingredient they put in there, number one ingredient is non-fat milk, which is pretty much dehydrated milk powder. That's all it is. The second ingredient is vegetable oil. In parentheses, they have palm oil, soy oil, coconut oil, and hyaluronic sunflower oil. Now, the issue with these main oils is the problem with, obviously, you guys already know the issue with soy oil. I don't have to really go into massive detail with that with you. Coconut oil is great. Love coconut oil. Palm oil, though, is another really interesting one. The issue with palm oil is that what they put it in there is to mimic palmitic acid, which is naturally occurring in breast milk. So they use palm oil, and they say that it contains palmitic acid from plants, but the problem is it's completely structurally different from the naturally occurring form in human milk. The issue that arises is that it's been shown that human infants do not properly absorb palm oil or palmitic acid. The unabsorbed palmitic acid remains in the infant's gut and reacts with calcium, which, by the way, these packets they gave me have 200 milligrams of calcium carbonate per packet as well, just to throw that in there for you. So you're already automatically adding unabsorbable calcium on top of that. But what happens is it reacts with the calcium and causes the formation of essentially a soap that goes in the baby's intestines. The important findings have been reported on more than one occasion in the Journal of Pediatrics, suggesting the soaps that the palmitic acid turns into when it's in combination with calcium goes in the baby's intestinal tract and negatively affects the baby's development and gut health. Now, the palmitic acid is not absorbed properly, which means the overall fat absorption is even lower to the babies when it's given with palm oil because you're absorbing any of the other good fats that could be in there. So that's one of the first things you guys need to look for when you're looking at a infant formula is palm oil. You don't want to have it contain palm oil. There's a couple on the market that I've found that don't, but that's the big thing. The next one, the third ingredient, of course, that's on there is corn syrup solids.
Of course it
now,
is.
They claim to put this in there because it acts as a sweetener very similar to lactose. The problem that I have with that is, A, you already know it's a corn syrup solid and it's not certified non-GMO, which means you can pretty much be rest assured and guaranteed this is a full-blown corn GMO corn syrup solid that they're adding in here, which has literally no nutritional value whatsoever.
And glyphosate.
Well, yeah, just the fact that you know what they do with the glyphosate, the GMO foods, all the different multi-tiers of pesticides that they're spraying and herbicides that they're spraying on this corn now. Remember, over 90% of the corn in the United States is GMO corn. It means it gets hit the hardest with glyphosate now with all the different strands they have on it. So you're already prepping your child with these formulas to take in large amounts of GMO corn and glyphosate and completely mess up gut health, gut bacteria, digestion, especially when you're adding in the combination of palm oil that I just mentioned. A couple different options that are on the market and some of the organic ones, they have organic lactose derived from organic milk. That's really the best option that you can get in some of the formulas that are organic. Also, organic maltodextrin, that's not the best one. A lot of times that's derived from corn, but if it's certified organic maltodextrin, there's not as much of an issue with it. And also, too, there's organic brown rice syrup that some of them do. You just have to make sure, do your research, and make sure the organic brown rice syrup does not have any type of contamination from arsenic, which is very common a lot of times in brown rice syrup. So those are a few of the main ones. that I want to kind of go over with the main ingredients you really need to look out for and find something that's fully certified, non-GMO and certified organic, and do your research and basically your back research on it. Contact them, look at reviews, do some long-term research, because I did, I pulled up a few articles online today, and nobody wants to talk about this stuff. There's actually even an article that somebody put out about how the stuff they're putting in these children's formula has absolutely no negative impact on their health long-term at all. That GMO glyphosate-infused corn syrup solids is actually healthy because it mimics the same type of sweetener that that natural lactose contains in it, which is a complete and total lie. You guys already know that. So I just want to kind of bring that about and just touch base on that, give you guys a few other options, and kind of open everybody's eyes, because, and I'm not picking on you guys if you've used this stuff. I know a lot of people that have used this stuff, and I've tried to wake them up about it too, but that's why I'm bringing it up, because most parents don't know, man. They go to the pediatrician has a margin, they make money on this stuff, they don't care what's in it. It's a number one selling infant toddler formula. Okay, that's cool, here, this is the one you guys need to use. The adults take it in, they give it to their kids, and you're literally starting them from birth on GMO foods, which is not something anybody, in my opinion, needs to have in their body whatsoever at all.
Well, I've got another article ties directly to that. A leading MIT researcher is now saying, Austin, that Roundup, GMO foods, Roundup is driving the autism epidemic.
Yeah,
just 30 short years ago, 1 in 10,000 children were diagnosed with autism. The latest statistics show 1 in 50, now some as low as 1 in 40. Dr. Stephanie Seneff, a researcher at MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technologies, believes that we could be looking at half the children in America as autistic within 10 years by 2025. I've quoted her before. What is the root of this disturbing trend? It cannot be genetic because genes do not mutate that rapidly. Instead, the doctor feels there can be no doubt that the skyrocketing rate of environmental cause is Roundup. Let me see if she connects the dots. For the last 30 years, Dr. Seneff has been fascinated with potential reasons behind autism after a close friend had a son who was diagnosed. Having conducted a research at MIT for decades, she has an undergraduate degree in biology and minor in food and nutrition. Over the years, Dr. Seneff's research has provided pioneering insights into the vital importance of sulfur for health. She also discovered that glyphosate, the active ingredient in Monsanto's Roundup, severely affects how sulfur is utilized by the body. We show how the interference with what's called the CYP enzyme acts synergistically with the disruption of the biosynthesis of aromatic amino acids by gut bacteria, as well as the impairment in serum sulfate transport, she says. Consequences of the disease and conditions associated with the Western diet, such as gastrointestinal disorders, obesity, diabetes, heart disease, depression, autism, infertility, cancer, and all Alzheimer's disease, can all be linked back to glyphosate. The recent alarming increase in all of these health issues can be traced back to the combination of gut dysbiosis, impaired sulfate transport, and the suppression of the activity of various members of the cytochrome P450 family of enzymes. Dr. Seneff established the central issues in autism that are related to glyphosate exposure. Disrupted sulfur metabolism. Autistic children have about one-third of sulfur levels compared to the average child. And gut dysbiosis, the balance of gut bacteria, inflammation, leaky gut, and food allergies. The complete history of Monsanto basically makes it the most evil corporation on earth. The party line of Monsanto is that Roundup is absolutely harmless to animals and people because it uses the Shimaki pathway, which is absent from animals and humans, to kill weeds. Be it that may, the minor detail Monsanto chose to omit is that this pathway is found in bacteria, and these microbes within the body outnumber the cells in the human body ratio by a ratio of 10 to 1. Glyphosate causes extreme disruption of the microbe's function and life cycle. What's worse, glyphosate affects beneficial bacteria, allowing pathogens to overgrow and take over. At that point, your body has to also contend with the toxins produced by the pathogens, which could be the nagalase. Once chronic inflammation sets in, you're well aware and you're on your way to chronic and potentially debilitating disease. In short, glyphosate damages beneficial bacteria in the gut, allowing for harmful bacteria to flourish, which in turn begin pumping out their own poisons, and these toxins damage the gut lining and encourage leaky gut syndrome. Now, you combine that with the 72 vaccines. You combine that with all of the high fructose corn syrup. You combine that with all of the antibiotics and immunizations these children are given, and how their gut bacteria has been completely disrupted. All of that together now has given us 1 in 40 to 1 in 50 children with autism, with by this doctor's own projections out of MIT, and she's not some quack, she's telling us what the research says, that by 2025, 1 in 2 will have autism. And if that current trend does not change, by 2035, all boys will have autism. By 2037, all girls will have autism. You talk about wanting to reduce the population quickly, that's how you do it. Because autistic children basically create such a problem and a, how should I say this in a nice way, they create such a, they're very labor intensive to take care of. They really, really are. I know people who have autistic kids, and these parents don't want additional children. Many of them, for fear that the additional children will also have autism. Plus, these children, they don't get better in most cases. So what ends up happening is, it's a lifelong process until their 40s or 50s, until this child dies. And in most cases, well, not in most cases, in some cases, the parent's life becomes so debilitated from it that they have to turn them over to state custody and put them like into an institution to be taken care of because the parent can no longer do it. Because when you get a kid who's 4 or 5 years old and he's pitching a fit, screaming and throwing things, that's one thing. You get a full-grown male who's strong and powerful, weighs 200 pounds, and he's 18, 19, 20 years old, and he starts pitching and throwing things, suddenly becomes a major, major issue for the entire family. So guys, it's one of those things. We've got to think through this, and we've got to realize that glyphosate toxicity, the MSG toxicity, the aspartame toxicity, the fluoride toxicity, the bisphenol A toxicity, the sodium nitrite toxicity, all of these different things, including all of these immunizations and all the mercury toxicity and aluminum toxicity, it's literally throwing a barrage of poison into our children on a daily basis. They're giving them high fructose corn syrup from corn that's GMO that's been sprayed with glyphosate. Are you kidding me? At birth, in their transition phase. And Austin, if you remember, a lot of the stuff that you had in the very beginning for the first couple months worth of formula, they gave you the same types of formula, but they also contained high fructose corn syrup in the very beginning. And so they don't care what they're doing to your children. Plus, they're not even addressing the fact of all the trace minerals that your body needs that aren't included in these formulas. I heard one person say one time that Similac means it simply lacks everything and that you don't need to be putting that into a child. Guys, the trace minerals are so important. In fact, we've just released a new trace mineral product. I don't recommend it for children because it's pretty concentrated. For many of you are asking me if you wanted to put trace minerals in your water to drink to change the alkalinity, a little bit of distilled water or RO water. You put a drop in or put a drop in your protein shake. We've just released it now. It's called AquaTrace. Phenomenal product. Phenomenal product. It's got, oh gosh, it's got so much stuff in it. And it's just one of those products that people are just buying like crazy because they know we've got a massive, massive, massive mineral deficiency in the United States and we have to do something about it as quickly as possible. What do you think about this thing with Monsanto and Roundup now, Austin, linking it directly back to gut toxicity and autism?
It doesn't surprise me at all. We've seen this, you know, occurring and getting worse and worse over the years, and we've been talking about it, and a lot of the other alternative media have been talking about it some. And this is another reason why it kind of ties into what we were talking about earlier with the fake news and everything they're trying to do to discredit alternative media, because as you were saying before, back in the 60s and 70s and stuff, the medical doctors were essentially gods with little g's because there was no other information, there was no other media outlet to rebuttal anything they said. Everything was pretty much at what they said, you listened to what they said, you did exactly what they said, and you really had no other options. There was no other place to go, there was no other place to look up research, there was nothing else to try and figure out. You just listened to them, do what they told you to do, and go on with it. And pretty much in the 90s now, we've seen this massive barrage of every type of toxic element they could possibly put on us, including glyphosate now, and it's been getting more and more aggressive, but yet at the same time, the media outlets are waking up, the alternative media has been waking people up, and they're talking about what's really going on. That's why we bring it up here on the show so much, guys. A lot of times people are like, well, you kind of talk about the same thing every now and then, or you bring up the same topic. We do. A lot of times there's new research on the same topic, but it's primarily because we want to reiterate the fact that this is not a joke anymore. Your health is your responsibility. Your children is your responsibility. Your children's health is your responsibility. And it's time that America starts waking up, taking responsibility for its own health, and stop blaming all these other things for the reason why they're not feeling good, when it really ultimately comes down to what you are voluntarily allowing to go into your body. It's simple as that. And the media does not want this information getting out anymore. That's why if they can start banning news at whatever they deem to be fake news, it will be the end of freedom in every aspect. Because if they can start coming in and saying, we don't agree with that, that's fake news, glyphosate doesn't cause cancer, we have 10 different research studies paid for Monsanto that Monsanto paid for now, it says glyphosate's completely safe, so everything you're saying is fake news, we're shutting you down now, we're fining you, we're banning you, blah, 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 you want to name it, we're going to do it. Germany doesn't want anything going out now about what's going on with the real migrant crisis. Every time somebody posts an article on Facebook or YouTube, they immediately have it pulled down as quickly as possible because they don't want the rest of the world knowing what literally monsters they're bringing into that country. Now Germany is considering imposing a legal regime that would allow fining social networks like Facebook up to 500,000 euros a day for each time it leaves a fake news story up without deleting it. The German government next year is considering a bill which has bipartisan support that will allow both official and private complaints to flag content that is considered fake news. The law would also force social networks to create in-country offices focused on responding to takedown demands and would make these networks responsible for compensation if a post by an individual user was found to slander anyone. Guys, this is a totalitarian nightmare, exactly what they're trying to implement in the United States, what they're already doing in Europe, what they're wanting to do in Germany next year. They're saying now that if it's not pulled down within 24 hours, they want to fine Facebook 500,000 euros. They're saying under the guise that this bill would help tackle the possibility of Russia meddling in their elections scheduled for next year, which is complete and total nonsense. If they can get this stuff implemented, guys, remember, there will be no specific regimen, specific wording that they will label fake news. It will be whatever they deem to be fake news. Like I just told you a second ago, if we come on here and say, no, here's a research study that's directly linking glyphosate and Monsanto to increase autism rates, they're going to say, whoa, 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 that's fake news. We have 10 different researchers that have proved that wrong, that have been paid for by Monsanto. This is fake news. We're pulling you off the air. We're fining you. You can't say that anymore because it's fake. They're going to try and do that with every single aspect of anything that does not go along with their model, that doesn't go along with the mainstream theme, that doesn't go along with the New World Order. That is the goal. Silence is the ultimate goal. If they can do that, they can completely control the population from getting any type of real information through the alternative media outlets like we're providing right now. So when you see this stuff come up, it's not a joke. They really want to implement it. If you see this stuff get voted on, if you see it go before Congress, if you see it go before local legislation, do everything you can in your power to notify your local lawmakers, anybody you can get a hold of, to not pass this stuff. Because right now, they're doing it more aggressively than ever because they're using Russia as the scapegoat now, saying it's Russia's fault because of this, it's Russia's fault because of that. Now we have to ban fake news. We have to attack Russia because of fake news. The next step will be, well, we have to attack all the patriots for spreading fake news about firearms. We have to attack all the alternative news medias for talking bad about vaccines that linking to autism and glyphosate. That's all fake news as well. That's where it's headed, guys. That's why it's so important you wake as many people up as you can about what's going on right now.
Austin, that was excellent. I couldn't have said it any better than myself. I mean, guys, this whole fake news thing is a joke because we know that the mainstream media is fake. I mean, what I always do is I always check my spirit. Ask your spirit. How does that feel? Does that feel right or does that feel wrong? And you have to look at the ulterior motivations. You know, here's the thing. If you know that glyphosate is paying for studies to tell you that the product is safe, you have to question those studies. You just have to question them because, quite frankly, they're a lie. They're not safe. Glyphosate's own internal documents show that it caused almost a dozen different types of cancer back in the 70s. They knew exactly what it was going to do to the population. They knew it, and they didn't care. Remember, when you have an organization as corrupt as this corporation, as hated as this corporation who brought us Agent Orange. I mean, all these things they've done already, this is just unbelievable that people believe that these guys are capable of telling you the truth. I mean, here's what they've done. They've brought us all kinds of GMO foods that are poisonous. They've brought us all kinds of foods that are actually labeled as pesticides, like the corns. They brought us all kinds of foods that are sprayed with glyphosate before they're harvested. This is all Monsanto's doing. That's why Monsanto's brand image is so bad now. They're being bought up by Bayer, and they're probably going to have a different name. They're not going to be called Bayer or Monsanto. It'll be a subsidiary corporation because Bayer doesn't want to tarnish its name. I mean, it was already linked to IG Farben and the whole Biel deal back in Germany during World War II. Guys, this is a big, big mess that we've got going on because, remember, these globalists have bought up these corporations with their interlocking corporate directorships, primarily the Rothschild banking cartels, and they pretty much own all the Fortune 500 corporations now in the United States. I've read you that repeatedly on the show and give you actual names and statistics. And they don't want to lose that power base. And Donald Trump, if he does what he says he's going to do, presents a problem for them that they really don't know how to deal with. And the problem is, if we don't learn from alternative news why it's available, then we're not going to have the truth out there. Because we can still send out emails to people that we know on our email lists and tell them what we've found and what we've learned if all of that's not stopped. Because, I mean, sometimes with Yahoo, I have a very difficult time in sending out even a group of 100 people, you know, emails more than four or five times a day because they stop me and they have to use other names on my Yahoo accounts to try to get the emails to go out because they don't want this information being disseminated like this. It's very important that we understand that we have to support alternative media. I mean, right now we've had people that have had, like, Forbidden Knowledge TV has had almost a 900%, a 90% drop in their total revenue stream that they've been generating, to the point that the person, Alexandra Bruce, basically is financially just in trouble now because of this. The Hagmans have had a big drop in revenue because of what's going on with censorship with Google and with YouTube and et cetera. I mean, we've got to understand that if we don't support one another in this effort, that we can't stay in business. It's really important that you guys know this for all these other groups. And guys, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart that you have been so generous and supported Health Masters. I love you guys, and thank you for listening to the show every day. Thank you for at least getting your multiple vitamins from us, and we appreciate you. Remember, I'll be on live tonight on Doug Hagmann from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, and then immediately following his show at 10, this show will be replaying itself again. God bless you guys. I love you. Austin, go ahead and close.
Yes, guys, we appreciate it, and check out the Aqua Trace on our website at healthmasters.com. That's a new formula we just came out with, really, really cool product. It's a complete natural mineral concentrate that's basically extracted through a proprietary harvesting process. It contains over 70 naturally occurring ionic trace minerals from the Great Salt Lake, but we also have 99% of the sodium removed, primarily because we also carry extra salt, like the Redmond salt that we carry, for usage for that. So if people are watching their sodium intake or they want to know what other sodium they're taking, they can eliminate it out of this already. Very, very good. You only need about 20 to 30 drops per gallon of water. We'll completely reionize the water with your entire natural mineral base. It's got everything. Magnesium, chloride, sodium, potassium, lithium, copper, ion, you name it, it's in there. And so it's really good, especially if you're going to give a child water and you don't want them to have completely distilled water. You put about 20 to 30 drops per gallon and you completely reionize it. We've been using it for the last couple of weeks.